Air Checks Live, where you hear radio the way it used to be.
Radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday. It's all right here on Air Checks Live.
Recorded live at an underground Mazola party at a dozen past five, we truck through traffic on KLIF. That's King Harvest dancing in the moonlight. It's 87 degrees, and like I said, we have disclosed and uncovered a new secret weapon the Dallas Cowboys are working on for the up-and-coming game this Sunday. We'll be in Baltimore. As you obviously know, from time to time, the last two or three weeks, the Dallas Cowboy offense really hasn't gelled. That's not even a good word, not even a good analogy, but I won't get into that. But they think they have come up with the solution. It's an entirely different, revolutionary, new series of calls, calling plays. And Cliff News was out at the practice field this afternoon, and we captured these moments with Tom Landry as he was bending over Dave Manders, showing him how to call the new signals to throw off the opposing team.
Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3.
Very speed reading lesson.
This is Chuck Murphy, the Cliff Chairman for this year's Danny Thomas Teenagers March. And once again, we need teens to march for teens that can't. If you're interested in joining me in this very worthwhile event, call 691-9472 and volunteer your services for several hours on Sunday, November 19th. Thousands of young people to join together in this annual march. The number again is 691-9472. KLIF, trucking through traffic at 519. That's O.C. Smith, smoking. The son of Hickory Holler's tramp. Always wanted to be just like his mom. Worked for years trying to make the football team. It's 87 degrees.
Watch her on 4 News at 6 and 10 on Channel 4.
K-L-I-F.
Nights in white satin. KLIF trucking through traffic at a 5:24 mark. Michael Pinder, Graham Edge, Justin Hayward, John Lodge, and Ray Thomas, who I understand are coming back sometime after the first of the year. Moody Blues, it's 87.
I've just come.
All right, here we are at the corner of Main and Field Streets in downtown Dallas, and I've stopped a gentleman here on the sidewalk. And, sir.
Yes?
I'm going to give you this bag of money I have here in my hand. You can tell me the name of the bank in the building we're standing in front of. One main place.
The name of the bank in this building here?
That's right. Name the bank in this building and the money's yours.
The Federal Reserve Bank?
No.
The Bank of America?
No. I'm talking about the bank right here in one main place. At Main and Field, here in Dallas.
Chase Manhattan Bank?
No, I'll give you a hint. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
I've got it. The Alamo Bank.
No. No, this bank, right here, in one main place. Here's another hint. It's the name of your state.
Oh, the Mississippi Bank.
No, I'm sorry. Your time is up. The name of the bank in the one main place building
is a piggy bank.
Can you name the bank in one main place?
Give me a hint. Come on.
Da-dum, da-dum.
Why, da-dum. It's the Texas Bank, of course.
K-L-I-F is music.
Here's the first cut, released from that brand-new Cliff-exclusive LP from Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull. Album is called Living in the Past. This is the title song. LP should be available in the next 9 or 10 days. It's 527. Drive it carefully.
K-L-I-F, Dallas.
KLIF headline news.
It's a whole nother smoke.
KLIF, the station that Dallas made famous. KLIF at 534. That's Karen and Richard hurting each other. Sounds like a page from the Marquis de Sade. It's 88 degrees. The Mike Selden Show. And we were checking with the pollution people just a few minutes ago. Well, that's not really a good word for them, the pollution people. That makes them sound ugly. We were checking with the Pollution Control Center. Sounds a lot nicer. We're getting the reading on what flavor air we were sucking up today.
Air pollution, Miss Campbell.
Hi, this is Mike Selden over at Cliff. Could you give me a count and a reading, a forecast?
The count is 39, and the forecast is it will continue moderate over the next 24 hours.
Thank you very much.
Who is that, anyway?
Bobby Goldsboro for Coca-Cola.
Mike Selden,
right off the bat, you think, ah, another variation of Shaft. Sounds a little bit like it. I think the track was added later, but the song was originally recorded about 3 years ago. From the Temptations from the All Directions LP, Papa was a Rolling Stone. KLIF. Brooks at 542. Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone. A Mike Seldon show for a Wednesday. Nice night for a fair. Be kind of not really cool, just kind of not hot, I guess. 65 for a low tonight. That probably won't come until after the fair closes, so, you know, who worries about jackets on a night like this? 88 degrees.
Peanut butter cup.
Johnny Nash is making some of the most infectious, throbbing rock and roll in the world today.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all.
Johnny Nash is all you seem to hear about in England these days. When you get his new album, you'll know why. Johnny Nash album is going to make you dance and clap your hands. It's named after his hit, I Can See Clearly Now, on Epic Records.
I Can See Clearly Now, Johnny Nash, first fantastic LP on the Columbia label, now available in the record department's all Target discount stores in the Dallas area. It's also available on 8-track stereo tapes. Speak of the Devil on KLIF. Guess who at 4:15?
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
It's 6:15, we're just testing you to see if you're paying attention. Do that from time to time.
I can see all.
I can see clearly now on KLIF. Of course, it's about 10 minutes before I go off. Really, it's about a dozen shy of 6 o'clock. I usually start, you know, clearing up by just about time to get off. It's 88 degrees outside. Jim Tabor at 9 o'clock. Part of a very new and special season on KLIF. Rebel Twin at Ridgewood and all points west of the Pecos. And I don't really think it's too early to do something like this. Special season on KLIF. This fall, Paxton Mills, 6 to 10. Dave Ambrose and the Girls, 10 to 1. Michael O'Shea, 1 to 3. Mike Seldon, 3 to 6. Chuck Murphy, 6 to 9. Jim Tabor, 9 to midnight. And Cousin Lenny, all night long. 8 great reasons why, when it comes to radio, Dallas comes to KLIF. KLIF recycles the Moody Blues. Michael Pinder, Graham Edge, Justin Hayward, John Lodge, and Ray Thomas. And I can tell, I can see the story in your eyes. And if you don't close them, you're going to bleed to death. It's 88 outside.
It's 6:10 on 50,000 watt KLIF. Chuck Murphy Radio Extravaganza for Wednesday night as we're getting it underway. Don't forget your lines to me are open right now at 747 KLIF and 747-8151.
Let me tell you about a place. Hear the man in England talk.
KLIF and Rod Stewart twisting the night away. That song almost makes you want to bring out the old chubby checkered records. Your sandpaper, start sanding the sole of your shoe.
Come up on the tight.
KLIF and Leon Russell, the Album Carney, 6:15, Wednesday night time. KLIF and the Chuck Murphy Extravaganza. We'll be here till 9 tonight at 9:05. James, the Bama Boy Tabor. It's 87 degrees currently outside. What we're going to be talking about tonight? Well, once again tonight, we'll have that brand new hit single by Jethro Tull. Got a lot of requests for that last night. We'll be playing that again later on. We're still looking for a Venus flytrap for our pet bat, Masterson. Need to have that Venus flytrap down here soon. I'm getting tired of catching flies. Going to be talking about someone you've read a lot about, Spider-Man. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be exciting. And, of course, the topic of conversation definitely tonight will be centering around Texas OU weekend with special emphasis being put on the bet that Jim Tabor and I have got going now. I am picking, although I'm a Texas fan, I'm going to have to pick Oklahoma to defeat Texas in the Cotton Bowl Saturday afternoon by 20 points.
And, of course, James Dum-Dum Tabor, even though the statistics are in Oklahoma's favor and whatnot, he keeps thinking and going right on his little dream world, believing that Texas is going to pull it out of the hat. I'm not against Texas. I just don't think they're going to win on Saturday. And so if you hear me playing Boomer Sooner tonight, it's only to fire up the team so that I can win my half of the bet. The way we've worked it is, if my team loses, if Oklahoma loses, next week every night I will open my show up with the eyes of Texas. And, of course, what's going to happen when Oklahoma comes out victorious, Texas is defeated, Jim Tabor next week will open his show up every night with Boomer Sooner. So if you like Boomer Sooner, I'd advise you to tune in every night next week on the Jim Tabor Show.
Let me bend you.
This is Paxton Mills, now on a new time, 6 to 10 a.m. every Cliff weekday morning. Tomorrow morning, Joe Halstead and I are going to prepare you for the Texas OU game coming up Saturday with some insights into the team's strengths and some details on the pep rally in downtown Dallas. The yearly opportunity for Texas and Oklahoma fans to get together and come apart. We're also going to observe a Tibet holiday dedicated to Adiyaha Khan, who on the exact date in 1313 drove a herd of sheep across Mongolia over to Tibet and in the process invented the U-turn.
But
morning is what you make it. Let's make it together. Paxton Mills, 6 to 10, weekdays on the mighty 1190.
I think he's really flipped his lids, but I think we're better to U-turn, huh? KLIF Gold, three dog night and one. Loneliest number you'll ever do at 622 from KLIF with Chuck Murphy here on a Wednesday night. Say, I've been named the chairman of the Dallas Annual Teenager March, sponsored by Danny Thomas and, of course, by Cliff here in Dallas. We'd like you to volunteer to march for teens that can't, okay? It's really kind of a dedicated type cause. And I'd like to see a little school spirit enter into this. I'd like to see the schools competing against one another and see who can get the most volunteers, all right? Well, let's start it off tonight. Start calling right now and volunteer your services for Sunday, November the 19th. The number to call, 691-9472. I guarantee you'll feel a lot better about it. That number again, 691-9472. Give somebody a break.
We had your State Fair of Texas.
Curtis Mayfield at 625, Wednesday night time. This is from the Motion Picture Superfly. What do they call about an electric zipper or something? I don't know. It's called Freddy's Dead and it's song free. KLIF, lines to be are open now, 747-KLIF. I want to hear from you. Right on, brother. 628 from KLIF with Curtis Mayfield. Freddy's Dead. Dave Ambrose's talk show, the most talked about show on radio. Cliff Middays from 10 to 1. Join Dave's Dolls for an interesting 3 hours daily. The topic for tomorrow is going to be, are you turned on by uniforms? What? The town and country.
Dallas.
KLIF Headline News.
Me not take.
KLIF, America's most imitated radio station. KLIF Gold, Buckingham's and Susan at 6:37 Wednesday evening time on KLIF and the Chuck Murphy Radio Extravaganza. We're getting ready to vote once again tonight on who you think is your best-looking school teacher. We'll start the calls coming in right now. The number to dial is 747-KLIF, 747-8151, and 263-2676. Let's see tonight who you think is the best-looking teacher. You just came home from school now. You probably went to school today looking for that particular thing, seeing who you thought was the best-looking. I want to hear from you tonight now and tell me who you think it was, okay? Don't forget, although the first Mr. Cap has been found, a new Mr. Cap will be both inside and outside of the State Fair of Texas tonight and worth thousands of dollars right now if you can find him. And you have a label, a reasonable non-mechanical facsimile like a tracing or drawing thereof of either new heavy-duty cold power laundry detergent, Ajax all-purpose liquid cleanser, or palm olive liquid, and then walk up to him and ask, are you Mr. Cap? And if so, friends, bingo! That's only if you're playing bingo. No, actually, you'll win. That's it. Best of all, you don't even have to buy a ticket to the fair if you can catch him outside of the park. Listen now for tonight's clue as to what he looks like and where he will be all night here on KLIF. For example, today, Mr. Cap, here's your clue, has got brown hair and will be both inside and outside of this fair park area tonight. And that narrows it down to about, what, 500,000 people. But it's worth your while to try to find him, believe me. Come on out to the State Fair of Texas tonight and look sharp for Mr. Cap right now. Families of State Fair employees, exhibitors, beg your pardon, and last year's winners are not eligible.
Stinger is here.
Local Minyard Food Store.
K-L-I-F.
With Jethro Alberto. From his album, a Cliff exclusive, it's entitled Living in the Past. It's 6:39, and this is Life. Here's a long song. Call me now and tell me who you think is your best-looking school teacher. Oh, I love that song in there. Jethro Tull. Life is a long song. It's 6:42 at KLIF. And but we've had, the call's been coming in now. And so far, Mr. Mayo from Spruce High School is heading the pack as the best-looking school teacher. However, I got a vote here for somebody that I'm almost afraid to mention the name on the air. The best-looking school teacher, they thought we were asking for the most popular. But then when I said, no, we're looking for the best-looking, they went ahead and put his name in anyway, is Jethro Pugh. Now, Jethro, please, before you come down here and beat me up, I'm just passing this along. I told the person on the phone, I said, look, man, I'm going to mention Jethro's name on the air and say he's the best-looking school teacher in Dallas. He's going to come down here and beat me into a little shivering pulp.
Barefoot Sanders has launched a campaign of personal attacks against Senator John Tower. This is a campaign of distortion to divert voters' attention from the crucial issues that face our state and nation. It's also an effort to cover up Sanders' own record. Let's examine that record. Sanders is a close associate of Ramsey Clark, the ultra-liberal former attorney general who went to Hanoi recently to condemn the United States. Ramsey Clark is one of Sanders' biggest financial backers. He's given him $2,000 for his campaign this year. Sanders is supporting the radical George McGovern, even though Sanders ducked out on the Democratic National Convention when McGovern rammed through his radical anti-Texas program, a program that would cause thousands of Texans to lose their jobs in military defense areas and petroleum-related industries. Don't be fooled by personal attacks and distortion. Look at the records and issues carefully. On November 7, vote for proven responsible leadership with Senator John Tower. Paid for by Texans for Tower Committee, Julian Zimmerman, finance chairman.
Just in case you didn't know.
And Flipside Records. Music from Jerry Butler, One Night Affair, 6:48. We sent that out to the inhalation department of Presbyterian Hospital. They said they're all listening to the show. Meanwhile, half the hospital's croaking. They're all listening to the show. And I appreciate you listening. 87 degrees currently outside. As it stands right now, Mr. Mayo from Spruce High School has got a commanding lead over our second place man, who is Ron Ebert from Crockett Junior High. He's the best-looking school teachers in town. And some people are calling up. You see, my wife teaches over at H. Grady Spruce. And the kids are calling back in again, voting for her. I wanted to pass on to you. I asked her about it last night. She said, no, you cannot get an A by voting for her. I thought I'd tell you.
Working. KLIF presents Grand Funk, October 28th, Memorial Auditorium. Produced by Concerts West.